You're listening to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, episode 70.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, folks, this is Dr. Donnie, and I am telling you I'm excited that the Get Balanced Podcast has an official sponsor, and I want to tell you a little bit about them. And it is FirstNet, built with the AT&T. And what I want to tell you about them is probably part of it is that many of you already know this, but for first responders and frontline workers, communication, as we know, is not a luxury, but it's a lifesaver. And that's why FirstNet, built with AT&T, was created. Now, the FirstNet mission is to make communication faster, safer, and more collaborative for first responders and other public safety personnel. FirstNet helps first responders and frontline workers connect when they are on and off duty. They get access to priority and preemption capabilities. This means they connect to the network first. In emergency situations, first responders move to the front of the line to access critical bandwidth they need to send and receive, whether it's voice, data, video, images, and text. Now, during an emergency, FirstNet is a critical connection between first responders to technology and also to each other, giving them access to information quickly and when every second counts. With FirstNet, first responders and frontline workers get a highly secure, reliable network with 24/7, 365 customer care and monitoring. Now, to get more information about FirstNet, go visit your local AT&T store or visit firstnet.com. Now, let me go in and introduce our guest for this week. Hey, folks, this is Dr. Donnie. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about work-life balance and this concept I call windows of time. Because I really think, you know, for work-life balance, I want to do an educational piece just to sort of try to put work-life balance into perspective for first responders. Now, I know as a first responder, law enforcement, firefighter, emergency medicine, now, it's easy to prioritize that job and let family relationships take a back seat. I get it. You know, you might even believe a balanced life is not even possible for you. Now, I understand how you feel. Given the pressures of the job on critical incidents you've experienced through your work, many first responders that I have met through my workshops around the country, they have felt this way. Right now, however, they found that they can achieve balance once they understood what work-life balance was and what it wasn't. Now, this podcast and YouTube episode, now it intends to help you understand and achieve greater work-life balance through some evidence-based research practices, many of them that I have done myself. Okay. Now, with that, let's begin by first understanding what causes some of this work-life imbalance, and it's called work-life conflict. Now, there are three ways that conflicts are big buckets that we have work-life conflict. They're called time, energy, and behaviors. Now, with that, if you think about it, time conflict occurs when we cannot be in two places at the same time. Now, we get that. It happens all the time, right? When we're at work, we're not at our kids' special event. We may not be at a football, Friday night football game if they're in high school, or a soccer game or choir recital or whatever it may be, right? We're just not there, or something with our spouse. So we get the time conflict thing, right? Now, we can understand, you know, essentially this, when we have that time conflict, it can negatively impact our families, right? And it's just simply because of that, because we can't be there. Now, energy conflicts is another one, right? Energy is when we get wiped out, both our physical and or our mental, right, conflict, mental energy, if you will, just simply by working our shift, right? We can be wiped out. Then when we travel home, we go home and then we have a family there. And what do they want? They want our energy, right? Now, sometimes, though, when we don't have that energy, it can negatively spill over into our behavior, a little bit of that irritableness, or sometimes we're less tolerable, right? When we're going on no sleep and all that. I think you know what I'm talking about there when you're wiped out of energy, right? Now, the third big bucket of conflicts, it occurs when we talk about behavioral conflict. And what this means is that the behaviors needed to perform effectively on the job are not necessarily the best behaviors to use with our spouse or with our teenager or with our two-year-old, right? Now, it's not that we do this on purpose, right? It's just that we are well-practiced in those work behaviors. Now, but let me talk to you about work-life balance, okay? Now, it has many definitions that are inaccurate from my perspective, okay? But I want to tell you where I'm going with work-life balance. My definition is it's really described within the context of a question, and here it is. Are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Now, let me say that again to you and think about it. Are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Now, if they are, you're probably feeling pretty good about it, right? And you feel like, hey, I feel good. I feel balanced. And if they're not, you might not be feeling that good and you may feel a little bit out of balance, okay? Now, my experience from training thousands of first responders, many just simply have not taken the time to step back, stop, and think about their priorities in life. Now, if you happen to be one of them, no worries, okay? Because this podcast and YouTube episode, this is going to help you rediscover some of your priorities in life. Now, I do want to make an important note here. There are a couple universal priorities that appear all the time in my work, in these workshops, okay? These priorities consist of your health, wellness, and those personal, close family relationships. How well we take care of ourselves, right? When we think of health and wellness, that's what we call that self-care component. And it has been shown through evidence-based research that how well we take care of ourselves is actually very critical to how effective we are in a sustainable career and how effective we are with our families and happy. Now, let's talk a little bit about self-care. Now, what you say, you know, self-care is just sort of an overarching word, right? But what I'm talking about, there's four big buckets of self-care. Essentially, it's your physical care, your psychological, your social, and your spiritual care. Now, these are universal needs, these self-care needs, meaning that every human being has these in some form or fashion, okay? Now, with that, you think about your physical needs. Now, this can include, of course, your diet, which is your nutrition, exercise, your favorite, sleep, right? I know, because you don't get much of it, right? Hydration, preventive health checkups, advanced screening health checkups, such as like through LifeScan wellness centers, right? When you look at these preventive type measures, part of that physical care, right? Our psychological or emotional care needs, right? Now that includes having someone to talk to after a critical incident, utilizing peer support, or maybe even utilizing like a wellness app, such as Lighthouse Health and Wellness, where you can actually look up, all completely confidential, you can look up a vetted therapist, okay? They are culturally competent to work with you. They understand first responders. That's another example of how you can meet that psychological need. Now, social needs for many of you, you know, you do pretty good with this, right? Spending time with friends, but it's in those other close relationships. And then spiritual, whether it's needs, whether it's your prayer, meditation, or spending time in nature, right, to meet your needs. I'll tell you, Spiritual Wellness, a great book just came out by Bobby Kipper, really dives deep into that spiritual wellness about how it really affects all areas of your life, something you may want to check out. Now, one thing that I've known through the research that I do, okay, I still do a lot of research on all this, okay? But one of the things that came out of the Center for Disease Control, and this goes for all careers, if you will, right? Improper management, though, of our self-care, those things can lead to catastrophic preventable diseases. Now, those diseases, they harm we as individuals, right? Our departments, our organizations, our families, They can harm everyone. Now, these are like problems with heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression, certain types of cancers, you know, low quality of life. Now, you know what those are all related to? Obesity. You know, now the deadly harm, though, of these preventable diseases, they have inflicted the population, and it has been unfortunately so prevalent as we have gone through this pandemic, right? We see what the comorbidity is like when you get COVID-19 and you have some of these other diseases. So let's talk about those self-care with first responders, okay? Now, I know that a positive and healthy cultural change of managing your self-care has been, it's more effectively, it has taken place over the last many years, up to probably a decade, right? Now, thanks to leaders that many like you, right, in first responder departments or nonprofit organizations and other professionals dedicated to supporting first responders, and also researchers who get involved in sharing their evidence-based research, right? It's all to help first responders improve their self-care. For example, this club, the 100 Club of Arizona, I do a lot of training with them, but they conduct and sponsor numerous webinars and in-person workshops to help teach the latest strategies and tactics on self-care, health, and wellness. They do a tremendous amount of work, great work. We all pull together with you, right, and helping with that health and wellness. Now, there are also many local, state, national, and international educational health and wellness conferences over the last several years. You know, all that coupled with academic research findings, it all suggests, though, challenges facing the health and wellness of first responders. It includes that cardiovascular disease, cancer, and behavioral health issues. It's not the first time you've heard of this, right? Now, this researcher, though, for me, I also suggest that improper management of your self-care, it leads to work-life balance issues that exacerbate the negative outcomes for first responders and their families, right? So therefore, I have this overarching question. What can we do about it? Here's one thing, though, that we can do about it, that I profess. We can begin to align our daily behaviors with our priorities in life. I'm going to cut to the chase with you with priorities in life, okay? A vast majority of first responders list their family and health as their two top priorities. With all the thousands that I've trained over the years, those are their two top priorities. Now, with that said, here's a question for you. How have you prioritized your health and your family? How have you prioritized them in your daily behaviors? Here's something that we don't like thinking about. How have we failed to prioritize our family in our life, in our daily behaviors? If your health is one of those stated priorities, how have you prioritized or failed to prioritize your diet, exercise, sleep, hydration, preventive health? I am asking these questions because our daily behaviors demonstrate our real priorities in life, regardless if we want to acknowledge these priorities. In other words, what I'm saying is, our verbal statements that we make to ourselves and to our loved ones express our desires. I fall in that category too. Yet our daily actions, that's what really expresses our real and lived priorities, right? Now, adjusting your daily behaviors to be in alignment with your stated priorities in life, the good news is it's an action you can take today. Now, please note, hey guys, time is not always on your side. And I call this the window of time. And when I think about the window of time, great songwriter Kenny Chesney, he has this wonderful lyric in his song. He says, best start putting first things first, because when the hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Those lyrics hit me like a ton of bricks. Time is a funny thing. The days are sometimes very long, yet the years fly by, don't they? I will share my concept of windows of time through an example of my youngest daughter. Now, my youngest daughter, Hannah, she's a senior in high school. I've already graduated 3 children, and Hannah is my last one. 2 of my daughters went off to college, and my son joined the Army and spent his military time with the 82nd Airborne. Yes, he was in Afghanistan for 9 months. Super proud of him. Now, it's challenging to have daily interaction with my 3 older children. Their lives are busy, right? And they're not in my home. My window of time to have that daily interaction with them in the home, that has closed. However, my opportunity or window of time to have my daily interaction with Hannah, who's still in the home, is open for 1 more school year. Then it will close as she goes off to college somewhere in the United States. I often ask myself, what experiences do I want to have with Hannah while that window of time is still open? How many more late night dinner conversations, sitting around the kitchen table for hours, can we have? How many more daddy-daughter dates at the local coffee shop can we have together? Or spend countless hours just simply talking about her life and her future, what's going on, right? If you think about it, I have 1 more track season. She's a track runner. I have 1 more track season to watch her run, 1 more homecoming dance to wish her fun, and 1 more prom night to clean my gun. Now, of course, I'm just kidding about that one, guys. Come on. Now, a window, of course, of 1 year becomes a window. A window of 1 year becomes a window of months, then weeks, then days, then hours. I know this well because I just dropped off my 2nd daughter, Gabriella, just dropped her off at college. I accomplished many things with her during her senior year, simply because I made it a priority. Now, let's talk about you. Who or what in your life has a window of time? Could it be with your children, your relationship with your spouse? Your parents or grandparents? What about your health? Physical health, mental health, social health, spiritual health. The question I have for you is, what do you need to do now that you might not be able to do in the near future because the window closes? If you desire to align your daily behaviors with your priorities in life, consider using the window of time to help you rediscover those priorities. I can guarantee you this. If you jot down some of those top priorities in your life, and you shift your daily behaviors to be supportive of them, to be in alignment with them, I guarantee you, you will start to feel better. Your family will be doing better. Your health will be doing better. And your career will do better. It's the way it works. Our self-care becomes foundational for us and our priorities. Because if you really think about it, if you align those behaviors up with your priorities in life, and you're behaving in a way that supports those priorities, when you look back, would you look back with regret? I don't think so. Because you took the time to think about those priorities in life and you aligned your daily behaviors with those. Wouldn't it be great to look back with no new regrets? That's what I hope for you. May God bless you all. May God bless you with your priorities, with your health, with your families, and your career. That's all for today. I'm Dr. Donnie. If you'd like more information on this, please go over to my website, www.donniehutchinson.com. Thank you. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balance program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.